Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of the company's management, I would like to welcome you to China Unicom's 2017 annual result presentation. Today, our presentation will be conducted via video conferencing. I meet with our investors from Hong Kong, Shanghai, and Beijing. The event will last for about 60 minutes. First, there will be a 20-minute presentation by our management, followed by a 20-minute Q&A session for Hong Kong. Lastly, there will be a 20-minute Q&A session for audience in mainland China. The presentation will be conducted in Mandarin with simultaneous interpretation. Consecutive interpretation will be provided during the Q&A session. During the meeting, please kindly switch your mobile phone to silent mode. First of all, please allow me to introduce the management present today. Mr. Wang Xiaoqiu, Chairman and CEO. Mr. Liu Yimin, Executive Director and President. Mr. Li Fushan, Executive Director and CFO. Mr. Shao Guanglu, Executive Director and Senior Vice President. Thank you all for coming, and we hope you will find this presentation informative. Now, let's invite Chairman Wang to talk about the company's 2017 annual results.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's my great pleasure to discuss with you China Unicom's results. In today's presentation, I will report the company's overall result in 2017, and Mr. Liu Yimin and Mr. Li Fushan will further discuss our operating and financial performance. 2017 was a milestone for China Unicom. We achieved significant breakthroughs in our business model transformation and made solid progress in our mixed ownership reform. Highlights of our full-year results are as follows. First, benefiting from deepened implementation of the strategy of focus, innovation, and cooperation, the company's profitability rebounded as planned. Second, the innovation in business model underpinned fast and effective growth in mobile service. Third, our competitive network quality and efficiency were substantially enhanced with precise network investment, leveraging focus and cooperation. Fourth, we promoted synergetic cooperation with strategic investors to create new energy for innovative development. Fifth, we deeply pushed forward market-oriented system and mechanism reform to lift vibrancy and efficiency. Going forward, the company will leverage mixed ownership reform to deepen internet-oriented operation and strive to start a new paradigm of high-quality development. The company's overall development momentum remained robust in 2017. Service revenue for the year was 249 billion. Excluding the net loss on asset disposal of 2.9 billion related to fiber network upgrade, EBITDA and net profit grew by 6% and 541%. To 84.3 billion and 4 billion respectively. Free cash flow reached record high. As we deepened the implementation of focus strategy, our power of turnaround continued to strengthen. Service revenue growth continued to pick up and reached 4.6% in 2017. Free cash flow increased by 40 billion year-on-year to 42.9 billion. Free cash flow yield reached 18.6%, which was leading in the industry. Net profit showed V-shaped rebound, increasing from 630 million to 4 billion in 2017. In 2017, the company innovated with 2I2C and 2B2C business models, strengthened data traffic operation, and carried out targeted marketing, despite low subscriber acquisition cost and subsidy. Mobile service revenue grew by 7.9% for the year, outperforming the industry by 2.2 percentage points. 4G subscriber net add was 70 million, raising our 4G subscriber market share by 3.7 percentage points. Mobile ARPU rose by 3.5% to 48 RMB. Meanwhile, selling and marketing expense and handset subsidy were down by 1.6% and 59% respectively. In accordance with the principles of enhanced governance, strengthen incentives, protrude core business, and raise efficiency, the company actively implemented mixed ownership reform. We successfully introduced strong and solid strategic investors via Unicom A-Share Company, which helps significantly lower our gearing ratio and finance cost, and boost our future investment and financing capacity. The company actively pushed ahead in-depth cooperation with strategic investors to boost new energy for innovative development. Leveraging mixed ownership reform, we reformed our system and mechanism to enhance efficiency. For system and mechanism reform, the company delivered market results in downsizing and reorganization. The number of departments reduced by 21 to 33% at different levels. About 15% of mid-level management were withdrawn. The company endeavored to set up market-oriented remuneration mechanism to strengthen alignment with results and performance. Restrictive shares of Unicom A-Share Company will be granted to managerial staff and key talents, with scientific unlocking conditions so as to align the interests of shareholders, the company, and employees. We push forward subdivision and contract out to return from a big company to innovative small companies, align responsibilities with authorities and rewards, lifting vibrancy and efficiency. Taking into due consideration of the company's profitability, debt, cash flow, and capital requirements for future development, with reference to 40% of the net profits, excluding the net loss on asset disposal related to fiber network upgrade in 2017, the board recommended the payment of a final dividend per share of 5.2 RMB cents. The company will strive to raise future profitability and enhance corporate efficiency and shareholder returns. So far this year, the company has continued to deepen the focus strategy, promote growth, control costs, and reform mechanism. In January and February, the company's operation had a great start. Mobile billing subscriber net add was 5.7 million, with the total reaching about 290 million. Mobile service revenue grew by 12% year on year. Revenue from industrial internet business grew by 31% year on year. Net profit reached 1.8 billion, up by 287% year on year. Leveraging our employee share incentive scheme, the company will strive to realize the target that Unicom A-Share Company service revenue and pre-tax profit CAGRs in the next 3 years are not less than 6.5% and 68.7% respectively. While ROE progressively improves, we will strive to beat the unlocking targets of the restrictive share incentive scheme to drive collective growth in returns for shareholders, the company, and employees. Next, the company will firmly seize the brand new opportunities brought by industry development and mixed ownership reform, nurture new DNA, new governance, new operation, new energy, and new ecology, and develop differentiated competitive advantages. We will persist in deepening the strategy of focus, innovation, and cooperation. Persevere in the implementation of internet-oriented operation. Fully unleash the advantages of mixed ownership reform. Diligently shape critical capabilities. And start a new paradigm of high-quality development. Next, we will have Mr. Liu to present the company's operating performance in 2017. Thank you. Thank you, Chairman Wang. Now, please allow me to report the operating performance of the company in 2017. This table shows our revenue breakdown and changes. I will explain in further details in the following. For mobile service, the company strengthened data traffic operation and launched rich data product offering to satisfy subdivided markets. We innovatively rolled out 2I2C and 2B2C services to drive 4G subscriber and mobile data traffic growth. Net addition of 4G subscriber was 70 million for the full year, while mobile service revenue grew by 7.9% year-on-year. The company continued to release data capacity by strengthening promotion of data products. Mobile data growth showed strong momentum. Handset user DAU was 2.4 gigabytes. 4G subscriber DAU was 4.4 gigabytes. 4G subscriber penetration reached 62%, which is lower than the industry average. Data growth potential is still enormous. In 2017, the company capitalized on the price elasticity brought by speed upgrade and tariff reduction. Mobile data tariff decreased. We traded off margin for volume and stimulated huge growth in data consumption. Mobile data revenue increased by 29% year-on-year to 92.1 billion. For innovative businesses, the company focused on key industry, key services, and key regions, leveraged our synergy with strategic investors, and embraced open cooperation. We established system and mechanism segregated from legacy telecom service and explore a long-term incentive system which enabled the company and its employees to collectively share upside and downside. We actively explore capital cooperation to diversify ownership structure and achieve asset-light operation and create a win-win new ecology. In 2017, revenue from industrial internet was 15.9 billion, accounting for 6.4% of total service revenue. Going forward, the company will continue to step up investment in innovative businesses and nurture future growth engines. By 2020, we expect that revenue contribution from industrial internet will reach about 15%. For strategic cooperation, the company will actively push forward in-depth cooperation with investors. Based on future strategic plan and resources advantages, we form powerful alliance with our investors and enter into innovative cooperation. Making good use of the online sales touchpoints of internet companies, we acquired about 50 million 2I2C subscribers at low cost. We worked extensively with Tencent and Alibaba on cloud cooperation and mutually opened up our resources and capabilities. We jointly explored the new retail business model with JD.com, Alibaba, and Suning. We cooperated with Baidu and others in areas such as IoT security, internet of vehicles, and smart home, etc., to promote resources sharing and business synergy, boosting new energy for win-win innovative development. For broadband, the company continued to face intense market competition. Broadband access revenue was down by 2.6% to $42.7 billion in 2017. In 2018, the company will further enhance network coverage and quality, leverage TV and video content to transform our service model. We will actively drive sales via internet channels and carry out integrated grid-based contract out reform to stimulate frontline vitality and enhance sales and service capabilities. We will also offer home network service to explore new business model for home internet. The company rolled out new cloud products. Targeted at government and enterprise customers, they are built upon the cloud and feature SDN and NFV technologies, enabling cloud-based, intelligent, open, and ubiquitous networks to let customers enjoy multi-point deployment through a single access interface, driving the revenue growth for innovative business, indicated internet-dedicated line and lease line services, creating new growth engines. The company will advance internet-oriented new operation to foster edges. For operation management, we will promote decentralization, implement subdivision and contract out, conduct precise investment. For products, we will simplify our product design and speed up product upgrades, aiming to offer superior customer experience. For customer development, we will focus on youth markets, expand internet touchpoints, focus on government and enterprise customers, ride on industry informatization to provide services at any time, anywhere, and any wish. For channels, the company is actively shifting towards an O2O all-around operation model. We will strengthen our online touchpoints, continue to develop touchpoint partnership, and carry out targeted marketing and customer value management. We will transform our channels based on new retail and conduct integrated grid-based marketing. We will also facilitate O2O integration, consolidate resources, establish a store-based multidimensional marketing system, and develop an intelligent meet platform to drive internet-oriented operation, fully enhancing marketing efficiency and bolster sales and service capabilities. The company insisted on focus and cooperation to drive precise investment. Full-year CAPEX was $42.1 billion, down significantly from the prior year. Our network utilization and NPS substantially improved. NPS for mobile and broadband services went up by 7 and 5 points respectively. 4G downlink and uplink average speed was leading in the industry. 4G network utilization rate increased to 57%. FTTH subscriber penetration reached 77%. Network utilization and efficiency significantly improved. In 2018, the company will continue to stay efficiency focused and effectively deploy our network. Full-year CAPEX is expected to be not more than $50 billion. In 2018, the company will promote high-quality development with internet-oriented operation. We will strive to develop four systems for operational responsibility, sales responsibility, innovative business, branding, and services. We will conduct precise investment and build an open network service system. We will enhance our network advantages and strengthen IT capability to support internet-oriented operation. We will activate our intrinsic vibrancy and continue to strengthen fundamental management so as to drive the company's high quality and sustainable growth as well as overall competitiveness. Next, I will pass the stage to our CFO, Mr. Li Fushan, to talk about our financial performance. Thank you. Thank you, President Liu. Now, let me present our financial performance in 2017. This table shows our key financial information. In 2017, revenue increased by 0.2%, operating costs decreased by 0.2%. Operating profit was up by 46%. I'll explain in further details in the following. In 2017, the company achieved remarkable results in cost control and innovative transformation. Operating costs were down by 0.2%. Hence, the subsidy and selling expenses were down by 59% and 1.6%. Network costs increased by 6.5% to 54.5 billion, mainly due to increased spending to enhance network quality and customer experience. Within that, tower usage fee was 16.5 billion, up by 11% year on year. On the reform of incentive system, the company will strive to strengthen performance-based incentives to lift vibrancy and establish market-oriented remuneration system. Employees can share incremental return through pay-for-performance without ceiling. We provide frontline staff a platform for creating wealth by working hard so as to promote mutual growth of corporate and employee returns. Labor costs was 42.5 billion, up by 15% year on year. Because we appropriately increased the compensation for frontline staff. We saw increasing contribution from our associate and joint ventures, in particular due to the increasing network scale of operators and value enhancement from tower sharing. The company's share of tower company's net profit reached 907 million in 2017, up by 3.5 times year on year. In the future, the company will continue to benefit from the profit and value enhancement of tower company. In 2017, the company's share of MUCF's net profit was 594 million, up by 2.5 times, as its capabilities on big data risk management and integrated internet-oriented operation improved. MUCF has registered credit users of 16.6 million. Outstanding loan balance was 46.8 billion, up by 1.6 times. The company's capex dropped significantly to 42.1 billion in 2017, with investment focusing on key regions and key businesses like 4G and broadband. 4G network investment focused on network expansion. The number of 4G base stations increased by 110,000 to 850,000. In 2018, the company will continue to focus on key cities and regions, leverage big data to achieve precise capacity expansion. Broadband access speed will be gradually upgraded to 1 gigabit per second. We will deploy new technologies like SDN and NFV to make our network more intelligent. With the implementation of the mixed ownership reform, we raised 75 billion through share placement to our parent company. Driven by rapid revenue growth and business transformation, free cash flow reached 42.9 billion. Our liabilities to asset ratio decreased from 62.9% to 46.8%. Our debt decreased by over 100 billion to 73.8 billion. Our financial position greatly improved. Our risk control capability was also substantially enhanced. In 2018, the company will grasp the implementation of the focus strategy and center on quality and efficiency enhancement. We will push forward internet-oriented operation to rapidly answer market demand. We will promote simplification of administration to create a lean structure. We will enhance our value-based performance assessment system and continue to strengthen internal control and risk management in an effort to lift corporate efficiency and elevate shareholder value. Thank you.